Yeah, I think niggas have a vision when, you know, you're talking about the trick tactics. Have a vision of a nigga running around chasing pussy and calling up bitches and, you know, please let me get this and please let me get that. And, you know, it's not even like that.
A lot of that came as a result. And what that is a lot of times, that comes as, it's a different type of stereotype that we saw emerge in the 1990s that I saw.
Okay.
That was what I call the urbanization of, you know, black male relationships. In other words, you know, all of us were, you know, we had no type of, you know, self-esteem. We had no type of self-respect. We were just so hungry and so thirsty. And I'm sure there's people like that out there.
Right.
So the image became, you were just this Poindexter, so hungry for pussy, that you were just chasing the bitch around, just begging, you know. And of course, I'm not going to deny and say that there are not dudes like that.
Right.
But that became the overall definition of what tricking is to some people. They applied that definition across the board in every situation, okay. And it was overbroad. The application was overbroad.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that anything you did for pussy became tricking.
Okay.
You know? Any little act you made for the purpose of getting pussy became tricking.
Oh, wow.
So you got this ultra macho, you know, type chest beating mentality that says, man, I don't pay for no pussy. That's tricky. I don't do this for no pussy. That's tricky.
Shit.
I don't do this. I don't. That's tricky. I would never do that. That's tricky. I'm a real pimp. That's tricky.
These niggas.
What you do is they took a small part of the truth and magnified it across the board and made it something that it wasn't.
Right. Ooh, shit, man. Trust and believe. Shit, the Mac ain't chasing that bitch, man. Shit.
No. No.
Nuh-uh.
And like we were saying before. You know, when I use the example about the legal system, you know, and the economic system, you gotta pay. There's no free lunch.
Right.
Well, the economists call it, or what they, the term in the economic terms, called free riders.
Okay.
Okay. But everybody pays. Nobody escapes pay. There's no free lunch. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So under that definition, does that make all of us tricks? And if that's the case, are all of us deserve the label to be beneath contempt because we trick?
Shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Customers.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, it's a Jedi mind trick, man. If the powers to be can get you to hate the customers, you know, because like you said, that's where the real power lies.
And make you a customer at the same time.
Exactly.
You hate the customer, but you're a customer. You know, get you to think against your own fucking self-interest.
Exactly. Woo. Jedi mind tricks, man. Damn.
You're perpetuating a mentality that they know is bullshit. That they know is bullshit.
Right.
You know, to get you to the same way the pimp perpetrates that trick mentality, they perpetrate that mentality to you.
Yeah.
You know, making you think that, oh, yeah. You know, real pimps do this, real pimps do that. Blah, blah, blah. See,
they know that the real power lies with the customer. But down here on the low level, with these so-called pimp niggas out here and shit, you know, as far as niggas is concerned, they don't respect the power of the customer.
Not at all.
Shit. Therefore, they miss it. Go ahead.
To them, the customer is someone to be, you know, ridiculed.
Right.
The customer is someone to be disrespected.
Right.
But they're going to pimp their goods and services to the customer. But then disrespect the customer at the same time. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And that's something that reeks of impotence.
Okay.
Well, let me say this. That reeks of intellectual impotence.
Right.
That's not smart at all.
Nah.
Now, the fact that some people do it, that doesn't make the shit, you know, viable just because some people do it. But yeah, in the low levels, among the people that don't have power, they actually believe that the customer is inferior.
Stupid ass niggas.
Yeah, they believe that. Now the customer is the backbone of their fucking business.
Exactly.
The backbone.
But
the customer is inferior. See, that's a person's arrogance and pride talk.
Shit. Man.
You see what I'm saying? Not only are you stupid, but you're arrogant in your stupidity.
Exactly. Shit. Man.
You know, you can't appreciate the human element at a given point. And you can't see reality. You know, and this is the thing. I always understood when I got older. Let me put it this way. I didn't understand until I got older you know, they always have these proverbs and these maxims that say, you know, don't envy people who you think are doing things and succeeding by wrong deeds. And you see people that are not succeeding and they are, you know, trying their best, not always, but trying their best to profit from good deeds. In other words, don't be distressed when you see good people suffering and bad people prospering.
Okay.
I understand what that means because it's another side to that that a lot of people don't see. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because there's a naive over here that these people over here are not accustomed to. The people on this side see reality. And they see it in all of its forms.
Okay.
Take for instance, I'm going to give you an example of this. I'm going to use white America again.
Okay.
You remember the grunge culture?
Yep.
Of the early 90s?
Yeah.
Now, some people associate the grunge culture with kids not taking a bath and, you know, wearing all black and punk rock music. What that culture was in essence saying is that, look, there are some ugly facets of life. There is pain, there is suffering, there is death, there is agony, and you have to be able to find the beauty in that facet of life. And if you can embrace life and all of its worse or negative characteristics, you can appreciate life in its most positive, or using its most positive characteristics. In other words, if you can embrace and respect and find beauty in that which is dirty and soil, you will appreciate that which is not.
Right.
And that's all they were saying. But of course, other people, you know, jumped in and, you know, did their thing. But that, in essence, to me, that's what that culture was saying. Love me if I'm fucked up. Okay?
Mm.
So what? You know, this is painful to you, but I'm able to see a beauty in this pain, or I'm able to see a beauty in this state or this funk that I'm in that is in accord with, you know, my true feelings as a person. But if you just want to linger on that which is, you know, related to your vanity and your ego, there's a misperception, or you have a misperception of reality. And as you grow older and as time goes on, you know, what you think is valid is essentially not valid. And all the people will say, what the fuck is he talking about?
Okay.
What I'm in essence saying to you is this, is that that type of lifestyle was in essence about looking at everything in its totality. Mm. And seeing the beauty in everything, even pain and death. Seeing the beauty in pain and death, seeing the beauty in suffering. Because there's a beauty in suffering.
Okay.
Just the same way that we can look at power and look at power dynamics in relationships and see the whole picture and not get hung up on something because, you know, you're trying to find some, you're trying to salvage your dignity.
Mm.
You know, you're trying to, you know, boost your ego.
Right.
By twisting the picture to your perception because you don't want to be perceived as weak because you're partaking in an activity that another motherfucker has defined as tricky.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
So, if I'm the trick, but the hoes are calling me, I'm not walking up and down the track looking for them.
Hell nah.
I'm not.
Mm.
I'm not.
Phone is red hot, ringing off
the hook.
Shit.
And then a lot of times what happens is, you know, they may come in with you through that experience. And then through the exchange of humanity. Because, again, we're talking about the human element.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the human element. Forget all this ego. Forget all this pride and forget all this swagger. Let's just deal with hardcore reality.
Mm.
Motherfucker come in and get to know you. And then before you know it, they start saying, well, damn, this is the motherfucker I should be kicking it with.
Mm.
So now it's not about the money anymore.
Right.
It's not about the money anymore.
Yeah.
It started out one way, but it's over here now. It's not about the money anymore.
Mm.
It's about the safety.
Mm.
It's about the comfort level. the predictability. And now they're listening to your conversation.
Right.
And it makes sense to them. To sum up, for the most part. You know, because look at all the bras that's in your stable.
Right.
All of them come back.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them. You can't tell me they're doing that shit for 20. They're so desperate they got to have $20 or $40.
Nah.
you can't tell me that.
Nah, that's not it. Shit. Like I said, I done seen the females go through niggas like fucking tampons, man. But I'm still here, you know. They got 2-3 different baby daddies, 2-3 different boyfriends, you know.
But according to the definition, you just a fat trick nigga, right?
Yeah, that's me. I'm just a fat trick.
So why would they be coming back to the fat trick nigga?
I have.
Ain't nobody that hard up for $20 or $40, man. I'm sorry. Not after 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Not after 4. You don't come back after 4 or 5 years for $20 or $40. I'm sorry.
And you know what? The thing is, like you just said, $20 to $40, and I think niggas is probably thinking that we're embellishing and saying, "Ah, man, you ain't just giving them $20 to $40."
Well, that's true.
Oh, if these niggas only knew.
Now look at the insanity of.
Okay.
They say, "Well, you ain't just giving it up for $20 or $40." Nah, they're not doing that. But by the same token, they're asking you to believe that the bitch just gonna hang around them without them doing nothing.
Right.
You see how that don't make sense?
Right.
They gonna tell you that they won't get down for that little money, but they gonna fuck with them for no money.
Right.
It's crazy. You know?
Oh,
you gonna fuck with me just cause my conversation, like Playboy. You go right ahead and believe in that.
Shit.
Not that women don't like to be entertained. Yes, they are audible, and yes, they do respond to conversation because it shows a certain form of intellect. But if you're fucking dead, eat a bone, they'll use you to fuck around with you for a minute till they find another. They get tired of you, and they move on to another motherfucker.
Right. Like I say, the name of this game is longevity. That's the kind of game me and you play for, longevity, man. Shit.
Yeah. You become just another nigga that ran in and out of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this used to happen to you yesterday, but she's still fucking this dude 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the consistency. Look at the track record. Add it up.
Fuck.
She don't fuck with you no more.
She's still fucking with me.
Yeah.
The fat trick nigga. Yeah.
That goes back to that misperception of power.
Yeah.
And that's only among us.
Mm-hmm.
That's only among us. That's because we don't have the truth. We thought we don't have power.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to salvage any little scrunch of it, you know. To try to, if you don't have it, you don't have it. It is what it is.
See,
you use your weaknesses to your advantage.
Exactly. Shit. These motherfuckers right here, man, it's like the best teacher, period, is just America, period, and capitalism. And this, I find it interesting that the powers that be have somewhat brainwashed black folks to shun the tenets of capitalism, and that can be shown in the whole so-called pimp hoe trick paradox, man, where motherfuckers still do not understand that true power lies within the hands of the customer. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand that. Black folks are probably, well, I don't know what's the percentage as far as us producing, you know, any sort of product, you know what I mean? I don't know, 1% producer, 99% customers.
Consumer.
Yeah. You know,
you're an integral part of the economy.
Right.
But the early leaders understood that. I will say this. The people who we recognize, like, let's say, a Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
People said, don't buy it when you can't eat. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why the threat of economic boycott was so fearsome to some of those rednecks. You see?
Right.
I'm going to vote with my dollar. You know, I grown folk with my. It was another movie I was watching, and this is along the money dynamic. They did a documentary. I Borrowed Your Turn, a docudrama, but it was based around the lives of three Korean and World War II veterans.
Okay.
It was called The Deacons for Defense. It was starring Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
And all the white people, the white businessmen, they were agitating for equal rights during the civil rights movement in Bogalusa. And the white men had a meeting to figure out how they were going to stop these niggas from agitating. And so he said, well, what we need to do is fire them. What we need to do is fire them. He said, are you stupid? You should shut down the income of this community? Mm-hmm. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. He said, then he looked at the dude. He said, well, okay, don't fire those people at this job. He said, all the rest of them. He said, do you know? He said that the person that scrubs your toilet or the person that nurses your children. He said, one third of his niggas, they's everywhere. So you tell me who to fire first. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So here they're sitting in the room thinking they have all this authority and power. He said, well, you tell me who to fire first. And then the other white man said, well, you make it sound like we should be afraid of them. He said, do you know who made that sandwich? Do you know who poured that water? And the camera pans to this nigga up there in the suit with a tray.
Okay.
With this look on his face.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, again, with us, it's in this culture. It's in this modern culture.
Mm.
Because back in the day, they knew what real, the leaders knew what real power was.
Okay.
It's us, and it's in the last 20 or 30 years. Because we've been consumers.
Mm, okay.
Okay, there's some of us that have, I'm not going to argue that you don't have people that are very wealthy. Yeah, this is the same argument that you hear all the time, the difference between wealthy and rich.
Yeah.
Wealth implies power.
Mm.
Rich only brings influence, and that's the difference. But when the weakest segment of the oppressed is sitting up here talking about power.
Shit.
They're going to fuck up the definition every time.
Right.
Every time, guaranteed. Because how can you, in a sense, thoroughly be able to exemplify something that you've never had?
Right.
How can you demonstrate something that you've never had?
Yeah, they get the shit twisted, man.
Yeah.
They get it twisted. Up is down, down is up. Shit.
Mm-hmm. It's backwards. And there are people that want you to think that way.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Weak is strong, and strong is weak.
Yeah, because
left is right, and right is left.
Right. I pay attention
to the rest of the world, you look fucking retarded.
Yeah, I pay attention to what them rich white folks do, man. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'll listen to these niggas, man.
No, right. You don't, because, see, the rich white folks know what's up. So they put propaganda out there to tell you, okay, it's in your best interest to roll with me. But they tell you that. It's in your best interest to roll with me, even though it's not. Because they understand and respect what happens if true power goes in the opposite direction.
Right, exactly.
Mm. That's true, that's real power.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying? But again, they got you thinking that if you're a customer, you know, you weakly.
Shit. Ooh, the Mac City Empire basically scrubs that shit. You know, I've been getting my hustle on being a, shit, well, I don't know. Now, I can't really say that because I skirt both sides of the fence, man. Being a provider and a customer at the same time, shit.
That's how you survive. That's mm-hmm. how you thrive.
Balance.
You balance. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with the weakest segment, they seem to think, you know, it's like some Sith Lord shit.
Mm.
Dude said in the movie, he said only a Sith Lord believes in absolutes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you have these people that believe in these concepts of absolute power. There's no such thing as absolute power. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. And I condemn, and my example, I can't demonstrate, but what I wanted to say is, you have, and it was interesting, in some of the stories about Greek gods, you know, those Greek gods and those pagan religions, those gods and those religions derive their power from the worship of their constituents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how, in effect, Christianity replaced Greek mythology and Roman mythology.
Okay.
You see, nobody believed in Zeus anymore.
Mm.
With the rise of monotheism, Zeus was a forgotten pagan god. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
His power rested simply upon the worship of his followers.
Mm. The belief.
Once they cease to believe in him, and cease to accept him as king of the gods, he's washed away into the irrelevant dust of history.
Right. Mm. True power within the hands
true
of the
power.
Worshiper.
Yeah.
Mm. Those who are beneath the gods gave the gods life.
Yeah.
Damn. That's what it is.
The fat tricks.
Shit, that's real, man. That's real. Oh. Mm.
Look at the History Channel.
Right. Breaking up again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, the artifacts of ancient Roman and Greek mythology are in ruin.
Right.
But that church up the block standing.
Mm.
The grass cut. The building's in order.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, it rests upon the submission of the people, the customers.
The proletarian scum.
Yeah.
Real power lies in the hands of the people.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's true power.
Mm.
And people say, well, you know, if true power is in the hands, why haven't they done such and such? But that's a different issue. If they're really powerful, why don't they do this? That's another story.
Yeah.
See, when you keep people distracted and feed them propaganda, and confuse them.
Mm.
They'll do all kinds of shit that you wouldn't think they would do.
Boy. Woo. Mm. So you don't feel powerless at all when you're dealing with these females?
No. Not in the least.
Not in the least.
Not in the least.
Yeah.
I'm not calling them.
Oh shit. They're calling you. And most instances, you don't even answer your phone and you don't even want to be bothered half the time.
I don't even want to be bothered because I'm out here trying to do what I got to do to be successful.
Right. Shit. But what's
so when they call me, or if they call me, you know, I had one call me today. I'm like, don't you miss me? Don't you miss me? I said, well, I'm not, you know, really into you. Like, oh, she's talking about sexually because I think about you sexually.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm not on that level yet. I said, but, you know, yeah, I like digging you.
Mm.
You know, but I can't lie. I do like fucking you, but, you know, and it's not anything, and with this female.
Right.
It's not anything that I did per se. I didn't try to be this hardcore player. I was just honest with her.
Yeah.
You know? I gave her money for a BP&L bill.
Mm.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
Does that make me? So now I guess that would make me a trick.
I guess so.
Yeah, that would make me a trick, you know. I gave her, I think it was $50 or $80 for a BP&L bill. I guess that makes me a trick. But I'm not calling her.
Shit. So I guess what the logical question would be then to these niggas that's listening is, so what do you get out of it if you just giving a bitch $50 or $80 for her bill? I mean, what's what's in it for you? Shit.
Oh, well, you know, she shows appreciation.
Right.
Consideration. And that's all I require.
Right.
And of course, she hit me off with that ass.
Right.
Of course.
But most of the time, this is something that, you know, niggas not really understanding, too, is this actually, it sounds kind of funny, but this transcends money. You know what I'm saying? It's not even, if you ain't doing it, you can't really understand it, man. But, I can't even put it in words.
Look at it this way. And here's another example, cultural example. You know, rich people never really concern themselves with money.
No, they don't.
Why? Because they got it.
Exactly.
Wealthy people ain't concerned about that shit.
Nope. It's only, like I said, broke niggas that's worried about the trick aspect because they ain't got no money. Shit.
And I said, well, some people say, well, you know, if you have it, does that mean you trick it off?
Right.
And nobody is advocating, let me be clear, nobody's advocating just trick it off money.
Wait, breaking up.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay.
Nobody is advocating tricking because you have it. Nobody's saying that.
Right.
We're not saying go out and trick off loot because you have it.
Right.
My ego is not so wounded that I need to throw money on a female to receive gratification.
Right.
I'm not that type of dude.
Mm.
But by the same token, if a female come over here, and she's cooperative and respectful, and she give me some of that ass, and I hit her off, you know, with a few dollars, I just don't understand what is the scorn and derision behind that.
Shit. Well, I think I know what that is, because conventional wisdom, the typical nigga would say that, you know, you obviously can't get no ass without paying for it.
Well, that goes back to what we were saying. And some people would disagree. I know they will, but everybody pays for it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to sit here and tell me, yes, your conversation is entertaining, and yes, they may be stimulated by it. That's true. But if you deal with a woman in this society, you're going to get up off some money.
Directly or indirectly, shit.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get up off some money, playboy. Period. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. You're going to get up off some money.
Shit. With the
need. Even if somebody would say, well, okay, well, take her to the places that... So, tell me one place you can go besides a museum where you don't need money. And I think they're charging for those now.
Mm.
You go to see a fucking movie, it's $10 for the ticket.
Right. Shit. And I'd heard, because I'd spoke on that whole dating shit, man, how, you know, basically dating was tricking, but some cats have said that, no, dating is not tricking because you're bringing her along for the ride to enjoy what you're enjoying, which was intellectual fucking bullshit. I'm like, what are you saying? That makes no sense, because if you so-called tricking just to give a bitch a 40 spot just to hit it, shit, ain't you enjoying that? Ain't she enjoying that too? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
You're bringing her along for the ride.
Right.
Here's the most important question.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Shit.
Let's cut through all that bullshit.
Uh-huh.
All that semantic arguments. Why?
So that you can hit it in the end.
I'm sorry. That sounds like tricking to me.
Sound like tricking to me? Shit.
Under that definition.
Yeah.
Why would you bring along for the ride?
What's the whole purpose for the whole ritual? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. What's the reason? What is the objective? Why are you doing this?
Mm. Shit.
She's going along with you for the ride. Why? Just because? No. You trying to ride that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth.
But if a nigga want to skip the bullshit and skip the date aspect, you know, there's something wrong with that.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit, just a delay.
It's the same shit.
Except you getting your instant gratification. You skipping the bullshit, and you getting right to the fucking situation and shit.
What that says is no school, though. And I will acknowledge that. What they're in essence saying is, you're taking the path of least resistance. You're not exercising your game, or you're not exercising your abilities. Okay?
Right.
Well, you exercise all your verbal skills. You engage your creativity all you want to. It's still going to culminate in orgasmic release. Period. You still going to bust a nut.
Shit.
You end up in the same place. But if you say that because I'm choosing the easy way out.
Shit.
I'm a trick because I took the easy way out. That's what they're saying. Yeah. In other words, no pain, no gain. Okay, maybe that has some validity. But then you go through all of that a lot of times, and you got a female. You went through all of that, but you spent twice as much exercising your game. The dude that put that 40 spot on got his satisfaction. It's a wrap. But you exercising your game, and you out $400-$500
on a date.
On a date. Or let's say it's not a date. Let's say it's a prolonged campaign for the pussy.
Oh, okay? Man, that's bad. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's exercise your game all you want to. Exercise your game. That's an expensive exercise.
Wow. You come out of pocket thousands of dollars trying to campaign for the pussy, man. Shit.
Yeah. Exercising your game. You exercise yourself, you exercise the mortgage, you exercise the light bills, car payments, the cable bill. You see?
Right.
But you exercise in your game.
Intellectual dishonesty, man. Jeez, man, shit. Now of course, we do understand that, you know, there are cats out there who may be, you know, campaigning for abroad and won't spend any money. You know, there are cats out there like that, that they just so staunch, they believe that their game is just so tight that they won't give a bitch one red cent. And I know there's cats out there like that. But as a rule of thumb, you know, the average cat that's out there actually trying to court a female, like you said, in a prolonged campaign to try and get at her, he's going to spend money.
Of course he is. And let me say this. Those people are not the rule.
Right.
Those people, that's like white folks saying, why are black people poor when there's Will Smith and Oprah?
Exactly.
That's not the rule, that's the exception.
Wow.
You see?
Yeah.
There are some people that just, it's just like those people being born with a certain type of deficiency. I've seen a show on the Discovery Channel where this dude is retarded, but he can play a piano like Mozart.
Yeah.
That's his gift. But that's not the fucking rule. That's the exception.
Man.
And usually when you find these dudes, you always see this. You'll find these dudes that will say that. Or find these people that are like that. And then they'll find someone to whom they have, you know, an emotional connection. Again, unable to appreciate the human element. You fall for somebody.
Right.
Love intervenes. Life intervenes. The human element intervenes. Mm. And you gonna spend that money. I don't care how smooth you are, you gonna spend that motherfucking money.
Oh, shit.
Because love is not logical, love is an emotional experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do things according to logic when emotions are involved.
Shit. Yeah.
What? Especially when your emotions are heightened.
Shit.
You do dumb shit.
I can attest to that. Her name is LaDonna. That bitch, man. I spent tons of bread on that bitch, man. Shit. Goddamn. All in the name of a relationship, boy. Woo. Like I said, if I just would have kept it motherfucking business with her, shit, I would have never spent that amount of money, man. But,
yeah,
nigga,
it's
fella.
The human element.
Yeah, man.
You have to appreciate the human element.
Mm. Shit. Oh, came out cheaper tricking. Way cheaper.
Some people say, well, that's a rationale. You just ain't got no game. That's a rationale. You're trying to rationalize tricking. Man, I had a statistician teach.
Right.
Or a statistic teach. He told me this one thing. He said, look, figures don't lie, but liars figure. So I'm saying add it up.
Right.
In any mathematical system, 40 is less than 400.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, again, they're not being totally honest.
Right.
Because when you meet a girl who you really feel, and I mean not halfway feeling, you see what I'm saying? When you meet somebody that you really feel it, you're not going to be in control all the time.
Right.
That's not even the nature of things. There's no thing that exists in nature that exhibits the same characteristic consistently.
Mm.
No human animal, let me say that. Or no animal or no human animal that would exhibit the same characteristic. If that were the case, there would be no war, there would be no sorrow, there would be no joy. You see, there would be no range of human experience.
Right.
So there's no way you can be, you know, this person with all this smooth game 24/7.
Mm.
People just ain't wired like that.
Ooh.
Mm. I mean, don't tell me that shit. Don't tell me you ain't spent no bread on no bar because you lying. I don't care who you are. And don't tell me you won't do it because you don't do it.
Ooh.
Even if it is to boost your own vanity.
Yeah.
Even if it's...
Man.
It's the same shit.
All right, check it out, man. We running long on this one, goddamn. So, what we're gonna do? We're gonna close this one on out. This is a Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL with my co-host and guest, Mr. Tony Dreamer. You know, we exploring the aspects of power. You know, the power dynamic and interpersonal relationships between men and women and all that kind of shit, man. And we just restoring balance to the universe, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of cats out there spitting this and spitting that, but you know, we exploring the underbelly of the whole ism and the schism, man. So we gonna do, we ain't gonna take a break. We're gonna close it out. And we can let me see, yeah. Check us out on chroniccastblogspot.com as well as the Max City Limits. And I'd like to say goodbye to my dog, Mr. Tony Dreamer. Say what's up, Tone.
What's up?
Okay, shit, and we out.
Alright.
No! Yeah.
Let's go.
Arrest Ava for Ho.